Hello and welcome to Tucker Survival's News from the Bunker for this Sunday, June 28th, 2020. I'd like to get right into it with a little thing about honesty. Seems to be that Anthony Fauci lied to 320 plus million Americans about the need to wear face masks. So it came out recently and said that he did indeed lie to all of us because he was trying to protect the supply for the medical people that needed them. I would think, though, when you're lying to the American people like that, especially over something as serious as this, when everyone's looking to you to be the voice of scientific reason, and you openly admit to lying, that it is time that you either are relieved from your duties or voluntarily step down. And then he's even wondering why people are having a hard time listening to authority anymore. I mean, you know, how could you sit there and look everyone and tell a lie like that, knowing that it was a lie? Now you're putting your face mask on like it's his badge of honor. So, you know, we've got to really look at this. I've said it before, there's a real lack of leadership taking place all over America, from the local all the way up to the very top. And it's time that people start standing up and being leaders, putting yourselves in positions of leadership, because everybody is wondering where it has gone to. So I think it is time for Mr. Fauci to step aside. There's been so many things he's been wrong about or trying to manipulate, really just gaslighting America. So if we're going to do science, and we need to really do science, we need to look at these things hard and heavy. We need to look at the whole picture. Because it's not just people wearing masks, it's not just the COVID-19, it's not just the rioting, it's the entire picture of our global economy, our global society, our global being able to exist. So you've got to look at that. You know, if you're going to crash economies over a lockdown that in the history of mankind this has never happened, what comes after that? You know, just because people that have power and money are telling us to do these things that, you know, are not necessarily of ethical value in their decisions, often ulterior motives. So anyway, this is something to think about. Nancy Pelosi gifts George Floyd's brother a folded American flag. Now, the folded American flag is reserved for soldiers and veterans who have either died in combat or have passed away later in their lives. This is a time-honored tradition. It's very sacred to the military people involved. And I don't believe that she should be handing them out to victims of crime. It is very tragic what happened to George Floyd. I mean, he was murdered by that police officer, but that does not qualify him to receive the folded flag that is reserved for soldiers and veterans that have protected our land for, you know, since the beginning. So it's, I think, really cheapening and degrading the value of that flag and what it represents to all those that have received it. So just one more thing that she's just going on the rails, and if, you know, you believe her when she's says that she's patriotic and wears her American memorabilia, I mean, she's not telling you the truth. This is all manipulation, just like the kneeling in the Capitol building with the African scarves, you know, that represent slavery. You know, I mean, it was just, I don't think anybody's buying this. It was very embarrassing, you know, to see that. There are, you know, other ways to show support and bring these subjects up to the forefront so we can discuss them. But just virtue signaling like that over something you know none of them believe in, you know, it's just an act that they're doing. It's really disrespectful, I think. Now we're going to take a look at masks and what it's doing to our state of mind. It's pretty much mandated now across many states and local counties and cities. The masks are required whenever you go out into public or into businesses and restaurants and things of this nature. It's really open for debate whether they are doing any good or not. There are arguments on both sides of the aisle, whether they are effective, whether they aren't effective, by scientists and doctors alike. So that's still really an open debate at this point. I think the larger thing that's happening, though, is it's got a massive psychological effect on people. And we'll be discussing this later in a special report that will be coming out in the future. But when you put everybody in masks like this, when no one can see your face anymore, and the masks are getting very intrusive, they're not just, you know, a little surgical, now they're full wrap around, all you see is the eyes now. And I started thinking about, like, babies. They're very tuned in to the face. And when you take that away, they have a hard time, you know, developing normally. So we've got to really think of these things. I mean, sure, they'll see the mother's face and the father while they're at home, but when they're out in public, they're not able to see anyone's faces. And there is scientific research that we'll be bringing forth on that that delves into that and the lifelong difficulties it could have in the development of that child. And in a large extent, I mean, it's like we've become prisoners of war in our minds. I mean, when you think about it, if somebody's captured behind enemy lines, they're immediately taken to prison camps and the psychological terror reign begins. And we got locked down so quickly and we're told to do all of these things, you know, staying in the house and do this, well, wear a mask, well, don't wear a mask, and tremendous amount of gaslighting. You know, do we wear them? Do we not wear them? Do they work? Do they not work? So you have these people in authority that are just backtracking on what they're saying. And I think it creates a situation where you start to doubt your own thought process, your own sanity. And we're seeing this now. And the psychologists are coming forth and saying there's going to be many psychological problems associated with this. Depression, suicide rates have gone up. And it's very disturbing, I find, to go out and not be able to see people's faces, people that I've known or done business with for years. And all of a sudden, everybody's hiding behind these masks. You can't see if they're smiling. And from a survival standpoint, you cannot see people's intent. The face gives you a lot of clues as to whether or not, is this friend or foe? Are they lying to you? Are they joking? You know, and just common decency of smiling. You know, I mean, you can't really see if anyone's smiling under the mask. So we've eliminated all of this connection that we have as a society. And now they're saying, you know, we're just going to keep doing this. It's like, well, are we supposed to wear these for 2 years? You know, I mean, this is absurd. And that's why you're seeing people push back against it. But then that causes divide amongst us. You know, those that wear the mask and those that don't. And it's becoming this political issue rather than a making up your own mind about your own body and health issue. You know, there are many people that feel that it is detrimental to your health. The inhibiting of oxygen does affect the oxygen levels in your blood, which affects your heart, your muscles. You need oxygen for your brain. So if that's getting cut back, and there's scientific papers on this, over a period of time that can have detrimental effects on you. Maybe you're not feeling anything day to day as you're forced to wear this all day at work. But over time, a year of this, you might find you start having some health issues from it. Not to mention in the summer, who in a right mind would want to wear one of these things when it's 105, 110 outside? I mean, it creates the perfect moist breeding ground for bacteria and viruses and all kinds of stuff. And people, you know, they get nasal infections from it. They're developing acne where the mask is all the time. And it is hard to breathe in those. I mean, it heats up, it goes into your lungs. You know, people could be having heat strokes from these things. And heat strokes, sometimes you never get over that. It can permanently damage your body's ability to regulate heat. So these are things we need to really think about, you know, because we have people in charge that are not scientists, they're not doctors, they don't know anything about this. And they're just listening to other people that oftentimes really don't know much about it either. You know, they've got titles. Yeah, maybe they are technically a doctor, but they haven't practiced medicine or been in the scientific field for decades. You know, I think they're a little out of touch. So these are things, you know, we need to think about and open up dialogue about this instead of just locking people down. Because the psychological effects of this, I mean, is that something that the powers that be want? Do they want to break our wills, break us down so we are more easily controllable? I mean, when you study prisoner of war, we're seeing the same tactics where they will tell you these authoritarian things to do, and then they give us stimulus money. So there's this pain, but then there's pleasure involved. And that is classic psychology 101 when brainwashing prisoners of war. And we're seeing this. And then they will gaslight us again. Well, it's only for this long. And then we get close to that date. Well, no, we're going to keep on doing this. We're going to lock down even more. So your sense of looking forward to, like, when we can get back to normal has been dashed away again and again and again. And eventually, I mean, people just start cracking. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of just strange behavior now. So we've been locked down now for over 3 months. So around 100 days or something like that. So these are things that need to be looked at as we begin to do these draconian lockdown measures. So anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in to Tucker Survival News from the Bunker. My name is Mark, and I will see you again real soon. You have a great day. News from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival and is produced by MBJ Media Services.